Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to City Hall. My name's Kevin Reid. I work here for the Greater London Authority. We've got a really packed agenda this afternoon, some very interesting speakers, and just a couple of little tiny housekeeping things from myself before we start. Firstly, fire alarms. There are none scheduled for testing this afternoon, so if you hear one, it's, treat it as a real thing. We exit via the doors that will open out into this little area, and we would go to a little park just to the east of this building, between this building and Tower Bridge. That's what we do there. If anyone needs the lavatories at all, they're back towards the cafe, and you veer off slightly to the right and continue. You'll see ladies and gents there. We do have some refreshments. We're quite full, actually, for this room, so if it gets a little hot and stuffy, by all means, grab yourself a water or a cup of tea. And perhaps one thing that I'd like just to remind the speakers of, and that includes myself, is that we have got a packed agenda, and we've got some great speakers with fantastic experience. To get the most out of everybody, try and keep to time. We won't be absolutely deathly with a guillotine, but you know, if you're starting to run sort of 2 or 3 minutes over, we'll either Emily or myself will sort of flag you to try and wind things up. Because I think it's quite important from today's session that we have an opportunity for some questions and answers, and we've got 2 slots on the agenda for that. Can I just clarify, we have had a request that someone's going to record this afternoon on their iPhone, I think it is. Does anyone object to that? Does anyone mind? I think it's only an audio recording, is that the right understanding?
Correct.
Correct, okay. Is everyone happy with that? Just sort of clarify.
It will go up on the net.
And it will go on the web somewhere. Okay, good. Just the final word from myself. Thanks to everyone for coming along, and thanks particularly to the fantastic range of presenters we've got. The issue is extremely pertinent to London, a very important thing that we need to learn a bit more in terms of what's gone on internationally, what the rest of the UK has experienced and progress with that, and indeed what has gone on in London. And I think we'll see in the sort of second half of today that some things are certainly happening in London, and I've started to call the movement towards integrated water management, more sustainable drainage, a bit of a movement. You know, there is a growing impetus behind it. So I think with the sort of that cascade from international, national and London level, we've got something that we can all take away. And for me, it's particularly the sort of public agencies who are able to put some of these issues in place, bring about schemes either directly through investment or through the town and country planning system. But I'm sure everyone will be able to take away something very valuable from today. I'd like to introduce Emily, my co-chair for this afternoon, who will be keeping us to time for the first half. Emily.
Thank you. Well, welcome everybody to this exciting seminar that will demonstrate how the implementation of integrated water resource management in London would reap tremendous benefits for people and the environment. So thank you very much, Kevin Reid and the GLA, for organising this event and for hosting it today. As you'll see from the agenda, there are a number of speakers, and there will be time for questions at the end, as Kevin has already said. Well, my name's Emily Shirley, and I'm one of the members of the Thames Blue Green Economy that was set up to challenge the expensive and outdated approach to treating rainwater as waste, and to work with lawyers, engineers, politicians, and scientists, amongst others, to make sure integrated water resource management becomes a norm here in London and elsewhere. This is because integrated water resource management is the only way, as we see it, to ensure London's resilience in the face of climate change, water scarcity, heat island effects, air pollution, and flooding. It will also improve our physical and mental health, create green jobs, reduce crime, and save upwards of £30 billion. It is the only rational way forward. Integrated water resource management has proven to work in other cities, and there is no reason or evidence as to why it would not work in London. All that we see as missing is political vision and will. Much hard work was put in by some of us many years ago, working with the various authorities and other NGOs along the Thames, And that resulted in the River Thames Strategic Planning Guidance, RPG 3B9B, back in 1995. This paid dividends at the time, and specifically saved some of our wharves and other marine industry areas from development, while raising the profile and status of the River Thames for the first time. Now, this policy helped to develop the first London plan, and after lots of hard work, the River Thames was prioritised in its objectives, and the Blue Ribbon Network was established with some sound policies in the 2004 London Plan. However, since then, London Plan has gone downhill, as we see it, as far as the River Thames protection is concerned. Now, this is obviously the amenity side of the River Thames, but it is connected to our concerns as well. For example, it is no longer the backbone of London's open space. The once protective wharves are now being developed for expensive housing. Fulham Football Club have been allowed an 11-metre development into the Thames, going against all the local GLA policies and local policies as well. And it is also commonly agreed that we have already lost one generation of boat users. Now, as regard to the environment, the tale has been just as woeful. The government is adamant on building large infrastructure projects at great expense over and above integrated water resource management. Local communities are also feeling disenfranchised from decision-making concerning the Thames' future. So today, we are going to hear about an alternative and better vision for the Thames. Please welcome our first speaker, Mark Maimone, Vice President of CDM Smith, responsible for the implementation of integrated water resource management in Philadelphia, USA, which has led to the USA changing its water policy to prioritizing and supporting an integrated water resource management over grey infrastructure.